We don't think anything about driving cars today. But we could probably, most people today probably couldn't drive a wagon, wouldn't know how to handle a team, wouldn't know how to handle a horse, would they?
Might not.
I bet they wouldn't. They wouldn't know how to hitch the horse up.
And when you want them to go to the right, you pull the right-hand line. And if you want them to go to the left, you pull the left-hand line. And have the bits in their mouth, you know, to make them go whichever way you want them to go. And my father used to sharpen his own plows when he was plowing in the field. And the plow would get dull. He'd take it off.
If a man was carrying wood in a wagon, what would you say he was doing?
He was hauling wood.
And if, let's say there was a log across the road and you wanted to get it out of the way, how would you say what you were going to do?
Well, they'd have to roll it out of the way if it was too big to cut.
All right, suppose you were just going to
roll it.
And let's suppose you couldn't roll it and you just had to pull it out of the way, you'd also be doing what? How would you say drag?
Wouldn't be dragging it, I reckon.
Okay. And if you were telling somebody that you did that, how would you explain what you did with the word drag? You say, I tied a rope to it and did what?
And dragged it out of the road.
Did you ever have to do that much with stumps?
No, I never did know nothing about stumps.
I wonder if the boys had to do that with the mules. So.
Not then. They'd burn the stumps. If they had stumps in the field, they'd set them fire and let them burn. And the pine stumps be all over the field when they cut down the pine woods, the pine trees, and they'd burn the stumps out.
What was the first thing they used to do when they were going to plant crops on a field? What was the first thing that they'd have to do?
Well, the first plowing would be they had to break it up. But they had to clean it off first. Pile the brush, burn the brush. And then they'd break up the land.
What did they call the tool that they used to break the ground with?
They didn't use a turning plow or use plow to break it up, or a harrow.
What did the harrow do exactly? How was it different from did they call a plow a harrow back then too? Or?
No. A harrow. We used to call them cutaway harrows. They had round steel wheels that rolled and cut down into the dirt and turned the dirt over and cut it up.
Cut up the dirt even more
mm-hmm.
than the plow did.
Oh, yeah.
Did it make grooves that you could follow pretty well, the harrow?
No, they had to lay off the land with the plow then.
They had to lay it.
After they cut it with a harrow, they had to lay it off with a plow.
And what is it that the wheels on a wagon fit on?
Huh?
What's that pole the wheels fit on a wagon?
That's axle.
What about the, about a frame that they used to have maybe for cutting logs up, kind of shaped like an X, and then lay wood across it and saw on that. Did y'all ever use to
cut with a cross cut saw. I have one out here in this old house now. With a handle on each end to stick up, and it took two men to saw a log up with a cross cut saw.
Okay.